This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Thursday, my loves. This week, we are letting go of perfection. We are going with the flow. Hopefully, we're trying to go with the flow and letting ourselves get a little bit messy when needed. So today for our gratitude practice, I don't think we've ever done a gratitude around this, and I'm excited about it because I need it. I want to bring some gratitude and focus on some gratitude for a mess that's happened this week. I know we don't naturally think of messes and messiness as something we typically are grateful for, but take a moment to really sit with something unexpected, kind of messy, that's come your way this week. Something that was unorganized, something that didn't work out the way you had planned it, a mess that happened that actually you are really grateful for. Okay, I'm going to give you an example. When I thought of this today, I realized I had a really big moment of messiness to be grateful for this week. I sat down with Leia in the middle of a big move right now. We have a lot of things to do. And I realized it was a moment ago since I really sat and just dedicated space for her and I to do something, not just run errands and get stuff done, but to actually play together. So we sat down and we started making little, like cut out snowflakes where you fold papers together in different ways and then you cut them out and then you fold them open, like little garlands of snowflakes. And we made such a mess. We had paper clippings like confetti covering the entire floor. The table was messy. There was crayons everywhere. We just had an arts and crafts moment in the middle of our really busy week that got really messy. And we had so much fun in the midst of that mess. That was the first thing that came to mind for me, just gratitude for the messiness of that moment. I'm also really grateful for all the things that haven't really worked out the way I planned them to this week. Around this whole move, there's been a lot of messes where things haven't worked out the way I thought they would, where we have had a lot of unexpected moments of joy and laughter, and just the move hasn't been all stressful. There's also been some joy there, and the joy was all in the mess. The joy was all around those unexpected things. So those are just two examples of something messy that happened for me this week that I'm really grateful for today. What is a mess that came your way that you're grateful for? Something unexpected, something, a moment you got your hands really dirty, or you made a mess, or your kids made a mess, or something didn't work out the way you planned, but it led you somewhere beautiful through that messiness. Take a moment to really identify that thing, that place, that experience, that person, that moment, and hold gratitude for that in your heart. It is so important for us that we recognize the fact that most of life's magic actually is in the messy in between. And by trying to get everything neat and perfect and organized, we miss out on a lot of that childlike magic. The magic is in the mess, right? I love that. The magic is actually in the mess. So take a deep breath as we enter next week and the holidays and everything that comes with that. And just remind yourself of that as much as you can, that there is magic in the mess. Thank you so much for joining me for this gratitude practice today. I hope you have a beautiful rest of this Thursday. Yoga Girl Daily will be back tomorrow.